Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
So, one day I was in a game. I was playing against my buddy's team. And the team I was playing for, I was new to the team, so I hadn't really established myself in a position. They just kind of put me wherever they could fit me in for the game. Now, right field is right behind the second baseman. That's the position that they usually put the sorry baseball players, because nobody hits the ball to right field. So they put a lot of non-ball players in right field. If you have somebody that can't throw real far, they put them in right field. Or you put somebody that's real slow, they put them in right field. Or somebody that can't catch a fly ball, they put them in right field. So they put me in right field.
Detroit, and our friends
And then we had another girl named Val, and she would get picked because she was real fast. In fact, a lot of guys used to mess with her because she was really pretty, but she wore a wig, and they would snatch her wig off her head, and she would chase them all around. She was about 6th or 7th grade, but she might have been going to a special school. I don't know if she lost all her hair because she had cancer or what was going on with her. And the guys used to go by and pull her wig off her head, and she would take off and chase them all around until she caught them and she'd sock them. They didn't really get away from her while they were running from her. But she was a real fast girl, and we put her on our team every time we got a chance to.
Thank you. let's be friends, it will last much longer. And in time, we will grow stronger. Understand, it's not that you don't turn me on, but you're special, I never do you wrong. People say you and me will never survive, but we got what it takes to keep this love alive.
We go 12 deep to the park, and they found the four dudes that had jumped them, and we let them know, you don't mess with us, and they threw down. They beat these dudes up. They kicked their butt, but it was 12 on four. Of course, we were going to win that fight, but it didn't end there. The dudes that got beat up, they started whistling. And everybody that was gang affiliated came to their rescue. They jumped out of the pool. They came out of the front. They hopped the fence. And the pool was empty. And everybody surrounded my 12 friends. And they started fighting.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and right now I want to talk Major League Baseball.
Me out to the ball game, take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back.
Let me root, root, root for the home.
All right, this is G Money Sports Report, and right now the baseball season is in the middle of the season, and we have teams jockeying for position to get ready for the playoffs. So in the American League, the first place team is the New York Yankees, and then second place is the Houston Astros. Third place is the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, and fourth place is the Minnesota Twins, and the fifth place is the Seattle Mariners. And that's the American League standing as of right now in the middle of the season. And now let's go to the National League. The National League, it's the Los Angeles Dodgers in first place. The New York Mets are in second place. The Atlanta Braves are in third place. The Milwaukee Brewers are in fourth place. And Milwaukee Brewers are in fourth place, and I don't know. I can't read my notes. Help me out, DJ. Who's in fifth place in the National League? Oh, the San Diego Padres are in fifth place. So that's the standing right now for Major League Baseball as it stands today on July 15th, 2022. Now let's take a commercial break and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
When I was younger, living in South Central LA, we used to go up to Horace Mann Junior High School and play basketball in the gym. And then one day we went up there and they were having a two-on-two basketball tournament. So me and my buddy, Warren, we signed up to play as a two-man team. And I was the shooter and he was a little taller than me and he would grab all the rebounds and push the ball out to me, and I would dribble around, and then I'd do a jump shot, and I would score. And we kept playing like that through the tournament, and we ended up winning the tournament, and we got $100. And so we went to Jack in the Box. When I was younger, living in South Central L.A., we used to go up to Horace Mann Junior High School and play basketball in the gym. And then one day we went up there and they were having a basketball tournament. So me and my buddy, my god brother, my best friend, Warren, we signed up to play as the two-man team. And it was a two-on-two tournament, and so we went to Jack in the Box. They have tacos, they have burritos, they have hamburgers, they got french fries, they got apple pies at Jack in the Box. I was the shooter, and he was a little taller than me, so he would get all the rebounds, and he would pass the ball to me, and I'd shoot it, and I'd make most of my shots, because I was a pretty good shooter, and I would score all the points for it, and he would grab all the rebounds and push the ball out to me,
and I would dribble around, and then I'd do a jump shot, and I would score. And so we went to Jack in the Box. They got strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla shake, and then they got all kinds of soda. Had Jack in the Box. And we kept playing like that through the tournament. And we ended up playing in the championship round of the tournament. And we ended up winning the tournament. And we got $100. Yes, I was very excited about winning the tournament. We got a small trophy that said we were the number one two-on-two players in the city. And we got $100 to spend. And so we went to Jack in the Box. They got diet soda and they got regular soda. So you can always get something to eat at Jack in the Box. So the next summer, we went back and we played in the tournament. And I was kind of weak because I hadn't played basketball all year. But my buddy, Warren, he was playing every day, and he got to be really good. So we switched places. I would grab the rebound, and I'd pass the ball to him, and he would dribble around and do the jump shot, and he would score. And so we went to Jack in the Box. But when I was young, they'd have the clown that would pop out of the box, and you could see the clown for miles at Jack in the Box. And we scored a lot, but we didn't beat the championship team that won the tournament. We finished third place to the first two teams that finished first and second. We only finished third place. But we had a good time, and we still won some prizes. South Central is the place that breeds champions. And we celebrated with Jack in the Box. And I think they blew the clown up now. But Jack in the Box is still household food. So go to Jack in the Box and get your eat on. Get your grub on that Jack in the Box. So everybody that's listening to this radio show, I want you to know that you can go to Jack in the Box and get good quality food, and you can eat anything at Jack in the Box. They have tacos, they have burritos, they have hamburgers, they got french fries, they got apple pies, they got strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla shakes, and then they got all kinds of sodas. They got diet soda, and they got regular soda. So you can always get something to eat at Jack in the Box. And I think they blew the clown up now. But when I was young, we used to go and they'd have the clown that would pop out of the box and it would spin around and you could see the clown for miles. But Jack in the Box is still household food. So go to Jack in the Box and get your eat on. Get your grub on that Jack in the Box. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kinds of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm inviting everybody to participate in Sarah High School's fundraiser. They're having a golf tournament at Washington Golf Course on July 22nd from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
to raise money for the tuition.
That's July 22nd at 11 o'clock in the morning till 6 p.m. in the evening. So join the fundraiser and help Sarah High School raise some money. It'll be a day that you'll truly appreciate.
So look on the internet and look up Junipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
For more information, call 310-910-5414. That's 310-910-5414.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners wealth building situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money's radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin. For your networking pleasure, the more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. Join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about.
I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a short joke that I want to share with you. There was a man and a wife that were married, and the wife got up and went to the bathroom. And she was a little overweight, and when she tried to get off the toilet, she got stuck, and she couldn't pull herself off the toilet. So she called her husband in there to help get her off the toilet, and he pulled on her, and he couldn't pull her off the toilet either. So he said that he was going to call the plumber, and the plumber would probably have some tools that could help pull his wife off the toilet. So he went to the phone and he called the plumber, and the plumber said, yeah, okay, I'll be over there in a minute, and I have some tools that can help pull your wife off the toilet. So the man came back in the bathroom and he told his wife that the plumber was on the way. But then he realized that his wife was sitting on the toilet and her pants were hanging down around her ankles, and he didn't want the plumber to come in and see his wife's goodies. So he went in the bedroom and he got this big hat, and he came and brought the hat and put it on his wife's lap, and that way it covered up her goodies. So the doorbell rang, and the man went to the door to answer the door, and it was the plumber, and he brought the plumber in the house, and he brought him into the bathroom and said, see, that's my wife right there on the toilet. Do you think you have some tools that can help get her off the toilet? Because she's stuck. And he said, yeah, I can get her off the toilet. But he walked over there and he said, but the man under that hat, I can't do nothing for him. He's a goner. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. You know, there was a man that was driving 100 miles an hour on the highway. And he passed this billboard on the highway where there was a highway patrolman that was sitting in his patrol car behind the billboard. And the man, the highway patrolman, was getting ready to eat his lunch. And he saw the man speeding by on the highway. And he said, oh, no, I can't have anybody speeding on my highway. So I got to stop him. So he put his lunch up, and he took off in pursuit of the man that was speeding on the highway. And while he was trying to catch the man, he thought to himself, I'm going to ask this man why he's driving so fast. And if he has a legitimate excuse, I'm going to let him go. And then I'm going to go back and finish my lunch. So he caught up with the man, and he asked him why he was speeding. And the man said, well, when I passed by, I saw the highway patrol, and that reminded me that my wife had run off with a highway patrol officer. And then I saw you turn your lights on, and I thought you were trying to catch up with me to give my wife back. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, now it's time for me to share a story from my past with you. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax. If you can get something cold to drink and get some chips or some nuts to chew on while you listen to the story, do that so that you can totally enjoy this story that happened to me in my life. So, DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
so and yeah, let me finish my story. So that's the only fights I saw at Sarah High School. But we were all boys high school. So, you know, sometimes they had disagreements and they had to settle it like that. You know, we had to fight about it. But I was always working out, taking care of my health. And, you know, I was studying my martial arts because I'm a martial artist. So I was studying my skills. And I didn't have any fights all through high school, all through college. I didn't have any fights until I moved to Vegas. And then I had a girlfriend in Las Vegas that used to tell everybody, Gregory don't fight. He talks his way out of everything. He don't fight. He tries to negotiate with everybody. He doesn't fight at all. So I've never seen him fight. I've never even seen him get mad. And I would say, of course not. I ain't got no reason to be mad at people because they not mad at me. They not hurting me. So I'm cool. But I did start doing something was experimental. You know, I started smoking dope when I came to Las Vegas. I was here for about 3 years. And then I ended up being homeless in Las Vegas. So I was hanging out with some people that were doing a lot of the wrong stuff. And I was hanging out with them, and we were smoking dope. And I was smoking crack. That's right. I said I was smoking crack, which is nothing but cocaine mixed with baking soda. That's all crack was. Now, some people mixed it with some other stuff, but that made it real crazy to smoke that. But I didn't smoke any of that stuff. I was just smoking crack, just baking soda and cocaine. That was it. We put a little cocaine, powdered cocaine, in a pot and put some baking soda in it and stir it up with some water and heat it up. And when the water cooked out, it would leave a hard piece of crack. It would be cocaine that would be hard like a rock. And so that's when we cut it up, and you have rock cocaine, which was called crack. And so I was smoking a little of it. Somebody had introduced it to me, and I thought I'd try it, because I can't talk about nobody doing nothing if I didn't know about it personally. So that was my philosophy. So I had tried it, and I was smoking a little cocaine. I was smoking crack. And I tried some powder, but the powder really didn't do nothing for me. So when I smoked that cocaine, that crack, it was like smoking weed, except it hit you real tough. It hit you real hard, and it made your heart beat real fast. And I was like, wow, this shit is strong. And I was going, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. Because that's what it does. It makes your heart beat real fast. And if your heart isn't strong, you end up having a heart attack. A lot of people die from smoking crack because they say crack kills. And I was not trying to be one of them because I wouldn't know how to explain it to my mom and my dad that I was smoking crack and I died. That would be awful. I wouldn't know how to explain that. So anyway, when I came to Vegas and I ended up on the street, living on the street in Vegas, I had a few dealers that I had a run-in with. Like one guy, I went to his house to buy some dope from his house. Now, I had bought dope from him before, and we were friends. In fact, in Christmas time, I bought $100 worth of dope from him so he could buy presents for his daughter and his son, his little kids. He needed money to buy them Christmas presents. So I bought him the Christmas presents. And that was the best I could do for him. You know, I bought the dope, put it in my pocket, but I gave him $100. So he could buy Christmas presents for his kids. So I was...
with him. And then one day I went to his house, and he had moved from upstairs in the balcony apartment. He had moved downstairs to the apartment my girlfriend used to live in. My girlfriend lived in a downstairs apartment in the same apartment complex with three or four younger kids, because my girlfriend was like 35, 40 years old. And she was living with these kids that were like 21, 22 years old. So she was like their mama. You know, she'd come in and she'd cook dinner for them, and, you know, they would go in the back and smoke their weed or whatever. And she wasn't doing anything. But the house that they lived in, the apartment they lived in, they moved out, and the girl was a Mexican girl, and her parents came and got her and took her back to Mexico. So she had two black guys that lived in the apartment with her, and one of them was her boyfriend, and I thought they were going to take him back with them, but they didn't. So he was living in the house still, but nobody was paying the rent. So they ended up having to move out. And I took my girlfriend out of the house with me. So she came to stay with me. Anyway, I went to the house. Somebody told me there was a guy at the house that was selling dope. And so I went and knocked on the window on the back, and nobody came to the window. So I looked in through the drapes, and I saw somebody walking around in the living room. So I knocked on the door again, on the window, and nobody answered the door. So I went around to the front door and knocked on the door. And the dude came out, and it was my buddy from upstairs, but he was living in this apartment. And I don't think he was in there because he was paying rent. You know what I mean? I think he was just squatting in that apartment because my girlfriend and her friends had moved out of that very apartment. And so he moved in and was living in that apartment rent-free. He thought he was going to stay in there without paying any rent. And that's the way he thought he was going to do it. But somebody told me, that he was living in there and he was still selling dope out of that apartment. So I went and knocked on the door. And he came to the front door and he was all mad because he thought I exposed him. Like, I told everybody he was in that house and he wasn't paying rent. I didn't say nothing to nobody. Somebody came to me and told me he was in the room. So I just said, hey, man, I'm coming to spend some money with you. I want to buy some dope. And he said, no, I ain't got no dope. Get away from here. And I was like, all right, dude, I'm leaving. And he was like, I need to kick your butt because you came knocking at the door and you done exposed me. And I said, man, I ain't told nobody you were here. So if you're here and you ain't supposed to be, it ain't my fault. Somebody else knows you're here, too. And he got mad. He was like, I'm coming out there and I'm going to kick your butt. So we started dancing around, you know, and I'm talking to him. I'm telling him, man, look, I don't want to fight with you. I just wanted to buy some dope. And if you ain't got no dope, then I'm going to leave because I can go someplace else and buy my dope. I know other dope dealers. So you ain't the only one. So he was like, no, I'm going to kick your butt, G. I'm going to kick your butt. And I'm like, man, look, I don't want to fight with you. I got my girlfriend with me, and I don't want to be out here fighting with you in front of her because you ain't going to embarrass me in front of her. I'm going to have to kick your ass. If you going to mess with me, I'm going to have to hurt you. So just let me go. And he ran up on me. And I tried to block some punches, and then he grabbed my hoodie. I had a jacket with a hood on it. He grabbed my hoodie and pulled the hoodie down over my head. And I was like, what? Well, I'll tell you the story in a minute. I come out, And I said, baby, I didn't really want to fight with him because he was a buddy of mine. And, you know, I helped him buy Christmas presents for his kids last Christmas. So I wasn't interested in fighting with him, especially not over no dope. I don't want to fight over no dope. So we walked off.
NWA quarters in full effect. Judge Dre residing. In the case of NWA versus the police department, prosecuting attorneys are MC Ren, Ice Cube, and Easy motherfucking E.
Order. Ice Cube, take the motherfucking stand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help your black ass?
You goddamn right.
Well, won't you tell everybody what the fuck you gotta say?
Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad cause I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that dick cause I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on. And thrown in jail, we can go toe to toe in the middle of a cell. Fucking with me cause I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold and a pager. Searching my car, looking for the product. Thinking every nigga is selling narcotics. You'd rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo. Be the police out of shape, and when I finish, bring the yellow tape. The tape off the scene of the slaughter, still getting swole off bread and water. I don't know if they fags or what. Search a nigga down and grabbing his nuts. And on the other hand, without a gun, it can't get none. But don't let it be a black and a white one, cause they'll slam you down to the street top. Black police showing out for the white cop.
Kick so much, but I kick ass. Or maybe because I blast on a stupid ass nigga when I'm playing with the trigger of an Uzi or an AK. Cause the police always got something stupid to say. They put out my picture with silence. Cause my identity by itself causes violence. So E with the criminal behavior. Yeah, I'm a gangster, but still I got flavor. Without a gun in the badge, what do you got? A sucker in a uniform waiting to get shot by me or another nigga. And with a gat, it don't matter if he's smaller or bigger. And as y'all know, E's here the rule. Whenever I'm rolling, keep looking in the mirror. And is on cue, yo, so I can hear a dumb motherfucker with a gun. And if I'm rolling up the 8, he'll be the one that I take out. And then get away while I'm driving off laughing. This is what I'll say. Fuck the police.
Guilty of being a redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker.
That's a lie. That's a goddamn lie.
Get him out of here.
I want that dead.
Get him the fuck out my face.
I want that dead.
Out right now.
Fuck you, you black motherfucker.
Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police.
And I get to the center divider, and I step off in the street. I'm not even paying attention to what's coming on, because the last time I looked, the street was clear. So I'm walking across the center divider, getting ready to cross the street to the other side, and I'm counting my change in my hand, not paying no attention to any oncoming traffic, because I'm thinking the traffic is a long way off. And all of a sudden, I get to the driveway, and I'm walking up on the sidewalk, and this car almost hits me. And I jump, and I go, hey, man, you almost hit me. And I look up, and it's a police car. And they're like, hey, you know you were jaywalking. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm inviting everybody to participate in Sarah High School's fundraiser. They're having a golf tournament at Washington Golf Course on July 22nd from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
to raise money for the tuition.
That's July 22nd at 11 o'clock in the morning till 6 p.m. in the evening. So join the fundraiser and help Sarah High School raise some money. It'll be a day that you'll truly appreciate.
So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
For more information,
we have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com. where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything, from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies.
Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and if you don't know, you're going to find out. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. And I have a joke for you. What do you call a cow with no legs? You call it ground beef. Ah. If big-breasted women work at Hooters, where do one-legged women work? They work at the IHOP, and their name is Eileen. Eileen to the left, Eileen to the right, Eileen church breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day and all night. Woo! There were two men that were walking through the jungle, and they were taking pictures of the lions, the tigers, the elephants, and the giraffes. And they were taking pictures of the monkeys in the trees, and they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. And one man bent down and took his shoes off and put on his tennis shoes. And the other man said, "What are you doing? You know you can't outrun no bear." And he said, "Outrun a bear? I just need to outrun your ass." Woo! I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Okay, DJ Papa D, I need you to play a song for me. I want to play. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. And then we'll be back for another joke or two. I'm full of them today. It's Friday, the 14th, the 15th of July. So, play the song for me, DJ. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, 'cause I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do. They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show. So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right, and I did it real big, and then I met Gladys Knight. Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall, and then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care. Come on now. Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star. And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike, Mike Tyson. Come on now. Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio. And I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard. to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard. I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. Cause I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd, and I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud. So I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody.
Ride my motorcycle to Luzinger High School to hang out with Ricky and Rick Rock after school. And one day I met this girl named Martha, and we were walking around the school, and she wanted to go to her locker. So I walked into her locker, and she was turning the combination on her locker, and I don't know what came over me, but I thought it was time for me to make a move. And I pinned her against the lockers, and I started kissing her. And she turned around and dropped her books and just wrapped her arms around my shoulders, and she gave me deep tongue kissing back. And I was like, whoa, I'm doing the move, and this girl is liking it. And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm inviting everybody to participate in Sarah High School's fundraiser.
They're having a golf tournament
at Washington Golf Court on July 22nd from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
to raise money for the tuition.
That's July 22nd at 11 o'clock in the morning till 6 p.m. in the evening. So join the fundraiser and help Sarah High School raise some money. It'll be a day that you'll truly appreciate.
So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
For more information, call 310-910-5414. That's 310-910-5414.
We have a store
on storytimewithgmoney.com, where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money's radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yo, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, I want to share a short joke with you, and it goes like this. There were two flies that were flying around, and they landed on a piece of shit. And one fly lifted his leg up and farted real loud and disgusting. And the other fly said, "Come on, man, give me a break. I'm eating here." I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, DJ, play another song for me. That's what I said. That's what I say? Is that how it goes? That's what I say? What I say? That's what they say? What they say? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. Like I say, G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G- That's what you say. You say G money. Like I said, he's so pretty, he can kiss himself. G money. Like I said, he's so pretty, he can kiss himself. G money. You gotta love it, gotta love it.
And I
went from having my mama braid my hair to having girls wanting to braid my hair. Because when you had long hair, girls all wanted to braid your hair. And that way you could have a lot of female friends. And since I had a lot of female friends, I used to get my hair braided a lot. And when I took the braids out of my hair and combed my hair, oh, I had a big puff afro. Yep, it wasn't as big as Bernard, but it was big. And girls really liked that. In fact, one girl told me if my natural was bigger, I would be fine. And I was like, wow, I got to get longer hair so that I can be fine? Oh, man, I thought I was already fine. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, I want to play another song for my listening audience. I want to call it Old School Flow. Old School Flow. And then we'll be back to celebrate some birthdays. More of the radio show in a minute. Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, kick five all day. I'm G-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue spot, blue stepping crew. I'm G-Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboys in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and in the desert first, the camp blew up like a battlefield nerf. I'm G-Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing, ready or not. All my lyrics, big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double dates with Christy and her roommate, Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny, just like a black seal.
I'm G-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm G-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Savoir Faire. Girls in my neighborhood, French braid my hair. I'm G-Money, and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow, old school flow, old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I'm here to say I rap on a microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. I'm G-Money, the pimp come. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go tell somebody. Heard me? Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Yeah, this is Friday, the 15th of July, and we're getting ready to get out of here for the weekend. So you have a good weekend, and you watch some baseball games, and they got the IFI Indoor Football League playing this weekend, too. So you can see some football all day long. Now, it's time for me to shut it down. The clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out of here and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So let's celebrate the birthdays on the followers and the friends and fans that I have on my fan club. So DJ Papa D, do we have some birthdays that we're giving a shout out to today on July 15th, 2022?
Yes, sir. We have a couple of birthdays today. First up, Brandon Young is 39 years old. Happy birthday, Brandon. Zaphany E. Banks has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Zaphany. Happy birthday to Willie Choir Boy Blue, who's 35 years old today. Happy birthday to Maya, math teacher Petite, who's 42 years old today. Happy birthday to Angela Nelson. Happy birthday to Kenya Johnson, who's 41 years old today. And happy birthday to Floyd Hughes, who is 59 years young. Happy birthday to Reether Merritt, who is 36 years old today. Happy birthday to Frank Wright, who's also 59 years old today. Marco A. Moss has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Marco. Happy birthday to LaVoice Clay Williams, who's a Sigma. Happy birthday to J.I. Farmer II. And happy birthday to Russell Williams, who's 50 years old today. Gais Muhammad is 43 years old today. Happy birthday, Gais. Zachary Marshall has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Zachary. And last but not least, Kwame Akande is 34 years old today. Happy birthday to all of your fans and to everyone else whose birthday is today, July 15th, 2022.
Well, all right. Celebrating the birthdays to everybody, all my fans and my friends around the world. So I want to give a good shout out to everybody that God has given you the grace and the blessings to be alive another day in your life. So the bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. Well, you can just call me and I'll bring you the big pill. I want to celebrate your birthday with the song
that I'm going to sing for your listening pleasure. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And many, many more. All right. Well, happy birthday to you today on July 15th, 2022. And we'll see you again on Monday when we have a 3 o'clock call for the wake-up show on Monday afternoon, West Coast time. And I'm G Money, and I'm out of here. Have a good weekend. Oh, let us pray so that we can get rid of this virus and get rid of all the killing in the world and everything else.
You know it ain't no stopping, all the dogs I'm dropping. It's Friday night, so everything is popping. I got 10 to spin on the hand, so let the games begin. Yakety yak, don't talk back, go with stone. Calling up Earl on the car phone. Mac 10 just got out of court, rolling through the hood in the super sport, bumping too short. 18 got the rear view mirrors vibrating and deep dish dating. You know how we do it, ain't nothing to it but the floss. Overcrowded, Paris and Ross, cause if you fuck with us, we leave scars. Out of D-Ride cars, living like stars. Might hit the highway on the Vegas run, fool, cause it's Friday.
Oh yeah, throw your neighborhood in the air if you don't care. Oh yeah, throw your neighborhood in the air if you don't care.
Standing outside on a Friday, living on the edge, cause we all got them hard heads. It seems like we all are waiting for the drive-by, playing tag with Satan, but we killing. Yeah, we ready and willing. You hear about the latest West Side killing? Bodie sipping, set tripping, foe dipping, pistol gripping, never slipping. BG's trying to hang out, but OG saying take your little ass in the house. My big homie just got out, used to be down, now he's just cracked out. He was about as hard as Darth Vader, in a sweatshirt, khakis and Chuck Taylors. Just seen him in the driveway, getting beat like a smoker, fool, cause it's Friday.
Oh yeah, throw your neighborhood in the air if you don't care. Oh yeah, throw your neighborhood in the air if you don't care.
Why must I be like that and chase the cat, or settle for a hood rat? Dookie brakes, no dreadlocks, flying in and out of town with half a chicken in a cock. And I love her, cause she down to fuck around with the underground pussy ham. And her ass is big, round and wide, jacked up, make a nigga down the ride. Smoking indo, playing that Super Nintendo. Hit her rat a tat on my window, gave her ass that pelvic thrust. Don't trust the rubber cause it's bound to bust. In the oven, in the nappy, I had on two so I was happy, cause that HIV will make your dick hang sideways. And that ain't cool, fool, cause
oh,
it's Friday.
Yeah, throw your neighborhood in the air if you don't care. Oh yeah, throw your neighborhood in the air if you don't care. Throw the website in the air. Throw the east side in the air. Throw the south side in the air. Throw the north side in the air.
talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us
as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together, among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Got up to fight.
to back. They faced each other. They drew their swords and they shot each other. Money's a pimp, got a plan, makes a man. Big booty girls run the world. Bigger the headache, bigger the pimp. Call me the big pimp. And I got girls all over the world. I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the pool. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park on the swing, riding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah, another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I was in the 11th grade, and between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right, that's right. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed between classes. That's right. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. That's right, that's right.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah, another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I'm Dream Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial.
I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on,
can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here. Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here.
I'm G Money, the pimp camp. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at
bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.